Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. It's a treasure and an honor for me that you would give me a half an hour of your life and time. Here on I'm Alive to Love, I'm the No BS Bishop. I believe all lesser values devolve into BS. And so let's be done with BS. Let's move on to truth and beauty and strength, and especially the power of love. Today I want to talk to you about that power of love for the world, to love the world as God loved the world. The most famous Bible verse, maybe in modern history anyway, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world. I want to talk about that. What does it mean to love the world as God loves the world? So we'll unpack that. And in order to get there, I do a few things here routinely on the regular to move us toward the subject of love and to move away from all the BS of life that seems to just want to crowd in through every social media site, through every TV broadcast, every radio broadcast. No, let's get out of the BS. Let's get into the beauty of love. To get there, I think it's important to live with the meditation of the Lord's Prayer. It is, I say this often, the most prayed prayer in human history. I think that has to matter. In fact, one time Jesus said, if two or three of you gather together in my name, I'm right there in the middle of that. Well, there's 2 or 3 billion people who prayed the Lord's Prayer maybe just in the last week. How about the last 2,000 years? So when we take that wisdom to heart and we whisper it or we meditate it or we say it out loud, that becomes a standard of living, a meditation for our good. Why don't you join me in it? Here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Such beauty right there in a paragraph. And when I don't know how to pray, and that's often, I pray that prayer. Now, another thing I love to do here, and again, it helps to set the stage for the discussion of love beyond the ordinary, and that is I offer Love's Creed, something I wrote for a New Year's resolution over a decade ago, and now I carry it around in my heart, my mind, and a couple of places on my phone, and a couple of places in a written spot, and some notes that I keep. The Love's Creed became for me more than a New Year's resolution. It's become a lifestyle. I want to invite you to join me in that. All right? Let me give it to you in total. Then I'll ask you to repeat after me. All right? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there it is in total. Now let's go back and repeat after me. I want you to join me in this covenant, this meditation, this passion. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. See, I'm a simpleton enough to believe that we might just change the world one moment, one day, one act at a time. Changing the world is not some kind of grandiose waving of a wand and seeing some kind of flash of light, but changing the world is to be a light in every moment wherever we go. And having Love's Creed and the Lord's Prayer carrying around inside your soul, I think maybe we might just change this world. And speaking of this world, I want to talk to you about this world. I find that there's an unhealthy disgust for the world. And that comes from years of doctrinal religious training. It tells us that we shouldn't be swayed or are deceived by this world, that we should just keep our eyes on heaven because that's where we're going. Now, there's a thread of truth in there. There's a basis of truth in there. But I want to point out to you that there's going to be about, you know, depending on your health and your length of life, you're going to have about 70, 80, maybe 90 years living in this world. And live in this world for however many years you're on this planet with a disgust or hatred or an avoidance of this world, or shaming or blaming yourself for having any kind of real attachment to this world. That's a colossal waste of life. So I'm just committed to turning the corner on that idea. See, I think when you read in the Bible about don't be attracted to and drawn into this world, I think it's talking about systems. I think it's talking about the politics and the idealisms that are just based on threadbare truths. That's worldly systems. But when we talk about this world, I think we need to remember John 3:16. You remember the guy in football games and other sporting events who would hold up a big sign, just had John 3:16 on it. I don't know if he's still out there doing that or not. But there's that little verse of scripture that says, "For God so loved the world." Now, if God loves the world, what does that mean? And how can I follow in suit and just be in step with that for my life? Let me step back one minute and give you a foundational thinking piece to wrap around while I'm talking about this, because I hope you can understand. In general, I'm happy. In general, I'm hopeful. And in total, because of Love's Creed and my passion in this life, is I'm a lover. Now, add to that, I'm a leader. I've been a leader on some levels all my life. I don't know when other than maybe, you know, junior high and a chunk of high school, I wasn't leading other than some trouble. But I've been a leader all of my life on some level, and I'm a Christian. I'm happy. I'm hopeful. I'm a lover. I'm a leader, and I'm a Christian. See, I'm here for my world. I'm in favor of my world. I'm loving my world. And some level, I'm loving my world the way God so loved the world. And by the way, I'm a Christian. I don't have an overpowering disgust or a sense of rejection of this world. And I'm a Christian. Because now, all of that to be said, I think maybe some of you may be wondering, now, where is he going with the idea of being a Christian? Well, I just think there are some who use the name Christian. In fact, the word Christian was born in the book of Acts at a group of people that looked at all the followers of Christ, and they threw it at as an insult. Look at them. They're just little Christ. They're Christians. Well, it stuck, and people said, okay, well, that's what we are. I guess we'll just have to be that. But I know, without going into too much more of the historicity of that, I just know that the name Christian has fallen on some tough times of late. And the reason for that is I've come to believe that there are many who simply do not grasp what it means to follow Jesus. That's what being a Christian can be and ought to be. The real, magnificent, beautiful Jesus and following him. See, Jesus didn't say, worship me. Jesus didn't say, bow down to me. Jesus said, follow me. To his disciples, he said, hey, follow me. I'm a follower of Jesus, and I guess that makes me a Christian, but I want to delineate here just for a moment what that means. And for, I believe, the modern iteration of Christian in too many ways has become an offense to and offended by other religions, and they see this world as ugly and disgusting. And because of that way of thinking, I think the name Christian has fallen into some disturbing, shadowy practices. I've participated in it unwittingly, but when I got my wits about me and decided we're going to change that, I had to first look at that distortion and grieve a bit. So, in the face of all of that, I have decided, and I'm inviting you to come follow Jesus as I follow him. I simply seek to follow and make known or reveal Jesus. And you, if you've heard me at all on this podcast, you know my goal is to love, and some days I'm outstanding and some days I'm just not there. But I'm aimed in total at love, and I'm aimed in total at following Jesus. At times I fail, at times I succeed, but whatever the case is, I simply seek to follow this exquisite, beautiful, magnificent Jesus. And Jesus is the lover of this world. Yeah. So there is a necessity for us to discover and to live a love for this world. Here's a quote from The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky. I've loved this one. I've used this here before, so bear with me if you remember it. But here's the quote. Love God's creation entirely, as a whole, and every grain of sand in it. Love every little leaf, every ray of God's light. Love the animals. Love the plants. Love everything. If you love everything, you will understand the divine mystery in all things. That quote is significant enough. I just find in it the invitation to be a lover of the world without loving worldly systems. If you were here at the beginning, you heard me delineate. There are systems of this world that are disgusting. There are systems of politics that are divisive and mean-spirited, and I have no interest in loving that world as a practice, because that is a practicing of a world systemic way of gaining ascendancy through political machinations. I want nothing to do with that. I want nothing to do with the selfish and greedy consumerism that so occupies so much of our life. I mentioned earlier that, hey, in given normal circumstances, most of us are going to be on this planet approximately 80 years or more. And if in those 80 to 100 years we just live with disgust or despising this world, I fear we're sending a very anemic, if not disturbing and damnable, message to the world around us and the people around us. Because, see, Jesus went about doing good and loving the world that he was inserted into. Now, this is with his full knowledge that world systems, hear me carefully, world systems were going to do him in. World systems had no patience for his love of this world. And so they decided that their systemic view of the world was more important than this lover of the world, Jesus. So they lynched him. They crucified him. hung him on a cross. And of course, now we look back with great pain, but also great admiration for his sacrifice in that lynching. Now, why did this world, the systems, despise a lover of the world? Well, because the lover of that moment, the lover of this world, was diminishing the consumeristic, the selfishness, the passion for putting others down and lifting myself up, the politicalization of living. They just couldn't deal with that because it would diminish the way they were living. He just demonstrated a life where saying, for instance, the Lord's Prayer was a high, if not the highest priority. Well, they couldn't have that because they needed allegiance to their systems. Now, so as a follower of Christ, a Christian, I'm encouraging you to join me in loving this world and separating yourself from worldly things and systemic anemic passions and be passionate about love God's entire creation as a whole and every grain of sand in it. Love every little leaf, every ray of God's light. Love the animals, love the plants, love everything. For if you love everything, you will understand the divine mystery in all things. Yeah, the divine mystery in all things. I don't want you to make any mistake about what I see in my future. I'm 73. I'm not about to die, but I can see it from here. And having wrestled with that and continuing to wrestle with that, I know I'm not permanently in this particular world. And I know that when I blink my eyes in the twinkling of an eye, I'll open my eyes and I'll be in another world. But I know this. I know that world is intrinsically blended into and menued into how we live in this world. I'm of the notion, and you can call me crazy, but just call me crazy. Hey, crazy. I see that the next world will be an extension of how I lived this world. When I'm praying the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Earth's destiny isn't to be blown up. Earth's destiny is to be heavenly. So if that's the case, and as a senior citizen in this life, I'm intentional about loving every leaf, every footstep, every grain of sand, every body of water I see, every starry night. I'm intentional about loving the world I'm in. Hey, I'm such a nut about loving this world that I've been pacing. I've been impatiently, is the word I was trying to say, pacing in and out of my living room over the last couple of nights because I wanted to see the strawberry full moon. I just wanted to see it. I love the full moon. And it, because it's a sign of when Native Americans were ready to harvest the early strawberry harvest, they called it the strawberry full moon, and I just wanted to see it. And it was overcast or raining, or it was in some way or another the strawberry moon was being blocked from my view, and I was disappointed. So last night, my wife tapped me. We had gone to bed 11-ish, and it was about 12:30, and she had leaned over and saw the strawberry moon shining through the window, and she tapped me and she said, "Randy, you can see it now." Well, I got out of bed. I wanted to see that because I love this world. I love every grain of sand, every full moon, every quarter moon, every moonless night. I've made it a habit for a long time to be sure that I'm looking into the inky black sky. I'm privileged. I'm honored to live in one of the most visual dark nights of the area, the region, I should say. We have minimal light pollution where I live, and it's regarded as being a great spot to go out and look at the stars at night. And I'd love to imagine what I'm seeing out there is just simply the significance of loving this world. I try to imagine how those lights that I'm, the little dots of light in the sky, they didn't start shining when I looked at them. They started shining 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000 a millennia ago, and now it's finally arriving at my optic nerve, and that blows me away, and I like being blown away like that. I like loving this world like that. That's why I said to start this podcast. I'm happy. I'm hopeful. I'm a lover. And yes, I'm a leader. And yes, I'm a Christian, but I'm a Christian as a follower of Christ. I'm here for my world. I'm here for my world. I'm loving my world. I want this world to be treated well. I want this world to have a respect for nature and for how we treat the air and the water. I'm a Christian and I'm a leader. I have no disgust and no rejection of this world. And I do know there are some who, out of their Christian views, have told us that we have to be disgusted with this world. And I think that's a misunderstanding. Because I believe John 3:16, God so loved the world. And so in the face of that, I'm just here simply seeking to follow and love Jesus and reveal him and let him be known in my ways of living in life. And I know I'm going to rise and fall at that, but I know I'm going to aim at that with love. And whatever the case, I simply seek to follow this beautiful Jesus who is the lover of this world. And when I love this world, there's a mystery about it. There's this exquisite nature of nature. There's this exquisite strength of how the world gets formed and repeatedly moving on, how the moon continues in its tidal lock orbit around the earth. There's a dark side of the moon because the moon is caught in the tides of the oceans. And so there's one face of the moon we see at all times. That absolutely freaks my little boy mind out. And I love being freaked out like that. I tell people regularly, I want you to join me in this. And just get as still as you know how, sit up straight. In a moment, we'll take a few deep breaths. But before we get there, I want you to pause and relax. And I want you to consider the fact that right now, right this very minute, the Earth is rotating at about 1,000 miles per hour, depending on how close to the equator you are. Right now, you're moving at 1,000 miles per hour. And in that rotation, we're spinning around the sun, the orbit that takes us a year to go completely around the sun, that orbit is flying along it. I think it's 65,000 miles per hour as we're just tripping through space. Now, that's just our little solar system. And let me tell you, our tiny little solar system is a speck. So just rest in knowing you're sitting on a miracle. The physics of this are, no pun intended, astronomical. How can I not love this? Gravity has got me planted on this world. And when I open my eyes, and if you can, and if you have and you're in the daylight and you have a window nearby, look at the sun outside. And remind yourself that moving at the speed of light It took 8 minutes for the light of the sun to hit your optic nerve. Once again, the wonder of that creates a magnetism for me to love this world. So as I'm sitting still, and as I am able to, and you want to join me, if you're so inclined, maybe close your eyes, and on the count of three, take a deep breath and contemplate how you're rotating and spinning on this miracle, this big blue space canoe called Earth. Take a deep breath and love this world. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. All that free air we got right this moment from the world around us. And that world is a gift from God, because God so loved the world and all of us little creatures on this world. He gave us free rent, free oxygen, and we just enjoyed it. Now I want you to join me in another contemplation, and that is that as you are loved, and as you so love, as Fyodor Dostoevsky said, every grain of sand, every lake, every leaf, every animal, so determined in your thinking that you will not make the mistake of thinking you've got endless time. I want you to join me in being present for all of this. For all of this, be kind to the other creatures living on this world. Love more. Love now. And remember what I said earlier about there will come a time. Every one of us are going to get out of this sense of the world through the window of death, the door of death. But I want you to join me in anticipating that world is a magnificent extension of this world on earth as it is in heaven. The last chapter of the last book of the Bible, Revelation, says, and heaven came to earth in an answer to the billions of us who've been praying. Now, I want you to imagine that as you are loving right this minute, the next minute, that's not promised or guaranteed, you may open your eyes in that world. And I want you to join me in the passageway of love. And perhaps the best way to enjoy that passageway is to find somebody somewhere, mother, father, brother, sister, significant other, husband, wife, child, even a pet. Find somebody, something in this world and say the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. Make eye contact. Make it weird. Make it awkward. Startling. And the reason it's weird and awkward and startling is because we are not in a good habit of giving this world the beauty and the brightness of loving everyone we meet and see. It is a treasure to have life in this world. And yes, there will be an ongoing treasure in the next world. And I am committed to living this world in love, so much so that when I make that next step, I'll find it to be a quite spiritually logical step. Eternity is not some kind of single line going out one way. Eternity is the explosion of light in every direction. And someday I will explode into the light of that love in every direction. And I want to say that when I hit that path, I have loved every leaf, every grain of sand, every breath I was given as a gift. All right, now, with that in mind, join me, would you? And let's go out and do something beautiful. Ugly is getting done to death. Let's be the people of love this world. God bless you and happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.